With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden still predicting an interest rate cut this year despite stubborn inflation. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
The latest government report on prices shows inflation remained persistently high last month, which could affect the Federal Reserve's plans to lower interest rates. President Biden still believes there will be a rate cut this year.
This may delay it a month or so. I'm not sure of that. We don't know what the Fed is going to do for certain.
He said his administration has dramatically reduced inflation, but the latest figures complicate the president's claims to be making steady progress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, along the Gulf Coast, widespread severe thunderstorms expected with the potential for tornadoes. The National Weather Service warning that severe thunderstorms are expected across parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle with the potential for tornadoes. Meanwhile, in Texas on Tuesday, several people were rescued from homes and vehicles when flooding inundated parts of Jasper County. That's near the Louisiana line. There's rising speculation that Ohio GOP Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio could become former President Trump's running mate. Correspondent Bob Agnew with that report.
Axios reported earlier this year that Vance was on a short list of likely running mates, and since then, the first-term senator has only solidified his status as one of Trump's top supporters. Vance has been a regular defender of the former president and has labeled as preposterous claims that Trump would abuse his power if reelected. Many observers consider Vance's state of Ohio a key battleground in Donald Trump's bid for the White House. Bob Agnew reporting.
Truly a rough day on Wall Street. The Dow is down 483 points. The Nasdaq losing 153. This is SRN News. A new study addresses why Americans are quitting religion. SRN's Michael Harrington with that report.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, two-thirds of people who have abandoned faith of any kind say they did so because they just don't believe anymore. About half of those who have chosen to become religiously unaffiliated also say they had a problem with biblical teaching on homosexuality, pledging their allegiance to the LGBT agenda over faith. Religiously unaffiliated people are about 26% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics has announced a policy that bans males from competing against females. The NAIA is the governing body for mostly small colleges, covering about 83,000 athletes across the country. The league's Council of Presidents approved the policy in a unanimous vote. This is SRN News. Delta Airlines says demand for travel is strong heading into the summer vacation season.
Travelers don't appear to be worried by some of those scary incidents in the industry recently, like the panel that blew off a jet in flight and the tire that fell off another plane during takeoff. CEO Ed Bastian said Delta's best 11 days ever for ticket sales were during the early weeks of this year. Delta does have Boeing planes, but it does not operate any Boeing 737 MAX jets, the plane that suffered the much-publicized panel blowout on the Alaska Airlines flight this year. I'm Rita Foley.
Meanwhile, a Senate subcommittee opened an investigation into the safety of Boeing jetliners, intensifying concerns about the airworthiness of the company's aircraft. The panel has summoned Boeing CEO David Calhoun to a hearing next week. Calhoun's set to retire at the end of the year. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.